Hey, shut that door. I'm recording the first episode of the podcast. What it do, man? Kates Creates Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Kates, a.k.a. Gak. This is episode number one. Got a good episode for y'all today, man. Talking about my relationships with record labels and creative agencies. The do's and don'ts, the pros and the cons. I'm just painting that picture for y'all today. Let's get it. Excuse me. All right, man, let's dive right on into it. I recorded this episode in my car because I still haven't got my smoke alarm battery changed by my maintenance guy. So hopefully I'll get that done this week so I don't have to record it in my whip no more. But, you know, hey, it just shows the type of go-getter I am. Nothing holds me back. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give y'all this content one way or another. So, yeah, let's dive into this, man. Like I said in the intro, this is just an episode of me talking about my experiences with creative agencies and record labels. I've been fortunate enough to work with some major artists, some major companies. But I've also, what's the best way for me to say this? I feel like I've been exposed to the industry, and so although, you know, it may look good, it may seem good, like, oh, shoot, you know, working with such and such artist, you know, that looks a certain way on Instagram and Twitter, and even for people that inspire you, when you see them, you know, working with these artists, it just looks a certain way, and you may want it based on how it looks on Instagram or Twitter, but when you're actually in there, it's a different story. Not all the way across the board. And I also realized that it just varies based on like artist, company, record label, etc. So all of them are different in certain ways. But, you know, you definitely, you know, want to have your eyes open to certain things. And that's what I'm going to put you guys on game today. So I started in 2015 working with an artist management agency, and they were just serving like two or three artists at the time. One was about to sign with CMG. So you guys see me use a lot of like the same marketing tactics as a rapper or a musician in general would use, and that's mainly because when I stepped into like my career field, which I knew I wanted to do something with graphic design, something with marketing, this management group that I was interning for basically showed me the ropes. And they didn't necessarily show me the ropes, but it was just from me being in the environment subconsciously, you know, I just like caught on to certain things. And so when it came to me managing my own artists, when it came to me launching my own brand, I was just using some of these same tactics. And I realized now, 5 years later, that, you know, this was like, it was a wise move on my end, and that this strategy, these tactics are used all across the board, especially in entertainment. So I took that serious, and you know, that's what I took away from working with that management group. And I was only with them for maybe like 5 or 6 months. I had some situational things going on in my life at the time, to where I couldn't like stay around. One thing I did realize was that like I was an intern, so I think regardless if I was an intern or an employee, it was strictly business with them, and so they didn't necessarily care about what I had going on in my life. And at that point in time, they were like the only people in the city that I really knew outside of like my one cousin who was also struggling at the time. So you know, when I was reaching out for help, I just wasn't getting it. And I'm talking about help outside of you know, this position that I had. I'm just talking about like life help. You know what I'm saying? Like they weren't there. So it kind of just showed me how cutthroat it is. Like, yo, like we just got you here to do this job. If you can't do it, we're gonna find somebody else. Simple as that. So end up moving on, and I didn't really get another opportunity to work with like a mainstream artist until, as far as like designing and marketing and stuff like that, until 2018, or was it 2019? 2018 or 2019, one of them. And so prior to that, I was a road manager and a manager for a couple artists. Like I said, I like learned the game from working with this artist management company. And so I was working with DJ P-Dawg out of Durham, North Carolina. And that's still my dog to this day. And he showed me a lot of the ropes as far as artist management goes, because he was an artist manager and slash DJ for Tadashi, who is he's basically like a mainstream Christian hip hop artist signed to Reach Records. And so DJ P-Dawg was also Lecrae's DJ at one point, and I learned a lot through that as well, because Lecrae ended up dropping P-Dawg, and it wasn't anything personal, it was business. But because of that situation, he told me, like, bro, you always want to make sure you have your own situation going on. Like, you never want to bank on like being such and such as graphic designer forever, like, because, you know, things change, especially within the entertainment industry, a lot. And sometimes I'll get into this in a little bit, but there's a lot of working pieces, and sometimes the artist has no control over who is like doing certain things. And so, you know, the artist could love, you know, what I'm doing for him, but my, like, there may be a budget cut, and I may have to be the one that gets cut, and that has nothing to do with the artist. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain things. And he taught me, you know, just to always make sure that I had my own situation going on that I could fall back on. And for me, that's just GAC. Like, I use GAC as a way to get me in. You know, that's like my portfolio slash like resume, you know, to show these labels and artists and companies, you know, what I can do. But, you know, it's also like my baby. Like, I don't bank on these agencies, these labels to take care of me. I really don't. I honestly just use them as a way to get where I need to be and make the connections that I need to make. And so I found myself working with an agency about a year and a half ago who, you know, for lack of better words, shitted on me, and you know, just shot me a dream, and I realized they don't realize who they were dealing with. And I want to say this to you guys, like, self-awareness is key, because, you know, you have to be able to step into these conversations with these agencies and these labels, like, and know who you are. You have to be able to know, like, you know what, like, I'm like, it's my dream to work for an agency for 10 years or to build and become the art director of the agency. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know yourself. Like, for me, I know that, like, I can be just as big as any of these artists that I'm working for or doing stuff for. You know what I'm saying? I can have my own big ass agency one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this for a fact. So, you know, whenever I'm being shitted on, like, it's easy for me to recognize. And it's like, I recognize why you're doing it is because you don't see what I see in me, you know what I'm saying, like, yet, you know. So I have to make you realize that. And so I had this one agency that I was working with, and they just shot me all these dreams, man. We're gonna do this for you, gonna do that for you, gonna pay you this. And it was really one of my first mainstream like gigs. One of my, like, this was like a situation where I knew, like, yo, like, I might be responsible for every single piece of merch. I might make the cover art, like I was in there. So you know, at this point I'm kind of thirsty too, and not really firm and putting my foot down on certain things, because it is one of my first big opportunities. Like I said, I'm just a little thirsty. And so I kind of regret that, because I feel like that showed them, like, oh, like, we can kind of run over top of this guy. And so, you know, eventually, to make a long story short about this agency, it went from paid position to intern, to providing all these perks, Like being able to hang out with the team if they tour in my hometown or somewhere close, being able to get the merch that I created, being able to like bring friends with me to shows and this and that, like whatever. So just all these like extra perks, obviously meeting the artists, connecting with them, etc. But this agency did not follow through with that. After I had produced all the merch and everything, it was just a very unfortunate situation. I'm not going to air them out, but it, like I said, it was just an unfortunate situation. And bro had also hooked me up with some other, like I said, this is an agency that not only served this one mainstream artist, but they also served some other companies and artists as well. So for me, it was dope because they were able to pitch me like other, they liked my work so much that they were able to like send me other places too, like, yo, such and such needs this, we like the way you do this, and I think that they would, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how that worked too. And so they were sending me other gigs after the fact, like after I was just like, I'm like, after I felt like I was just completely just shitted on over and over and over and over. So I was like, look man, like I'm gonna have to move on. Like I just told bro straight up, like, and to go back, I never signed any contract. And so I think that's another thing to realize with these, with these labels and these agencies, is that like recognize that they want you to sign a contract saying that like you can't upload any of the work on Instagram, or you can't, like, you won't be tagged in it, or you can't put this in your portfolio, or like we own it, or you know, you like, you definitely, that's where that self-awareness thing comes in again, is like recognizing like, do you want to be that artist? I mean, you want to be that creative who uses what you did to enhance your situation, or you just fine just like working for them forever and then just moving on to the next situation that's similar to that, like working for one label and you can't get any credit, whatever, but it's 5 years, good pay, whatever. And then as soon as that is over with, it's like you move on to the next label and you do the same thing. Like you got to recognize who you are and if you like what you like to do and if you like that type of situation. And so for me, it was like, I was fortunate that I never had to sign any papers or anything like that, because I used everything I did for this agency to prepare my next situation. Like it helped me get other gigs with other companies and labels, and I was such a go-getter that I was falling in DMs that I like, or emails that I did, like for these companies that I did stuff for, like I was falling in their emails like, yo, this is Greg, I did all your merch for such and such, but I was working with an agency, so the agency is who you think did it. I'm letting you know I was the guy, and if you need anything from here on out, I'm your guy. And that worked. Like I think everybody that I hit up like ended up responding back like, yeah, we'll be in contact, and they were. And I ended up building that you know, relationship. But that was just me being the go-getter and me recognizing that like, no, I don't want to be contracted. I don't want to be like limited to what I can do. And so that's another thing, man, just stepping into these, like I said, these conversations with these labels and these agencies, like, yo, like, this is what I'm willing to do. And if you can't, like, do this for me, if you can't ride with me, if we can't make this happen together, then I'm gonna have to step. And I think that that takes you to a whole nother level. Like, it puts you on a whole nother frequency, and you're able to make moves like that and say things like that, and to be that firm. Because agencies, man, a lot of agencies make their money off of grabbing a little dope designer who doesn't mind being underpaid, you know what I'm saying? And so for me, they thought that's what it was, like, oh, we got us a designer who doesn't mind, you know, being underpaid or just dishing out a lot of work. And so, you know, they abused it. So I was grateful for that situation, and I was able to move on to the next. I'll mention the name for this next artist just because it wasn't any bad blood on their end, but working with Megan Thee Stallion, a lot of working pieces. When you're working with a big artist, you got to recognize that there are going to be a lot of working pieces. And so she's signed to like two or three different labels. She has an assistant, she has a manager, she has, you know, a DJ, photographer, videographer, stylist. Like, it's just a lot of different working pieces. And yeah, you just gotta know how to work your move. And so for me, I got frustrated towards the end of my, I did a 5-month run with Megan, and that was through her videographer, so that was the working piece that I was able to get in with. So it wasn't through directly with Megan or her label or her manager. It was through her videographer, and I was able to work my way in that way. But he was under a contract with Roc Nation, and so as soon as his contract was over with, I was going to be done too. And so I wasn't willing to be under contract with Roc Nation because I wasn't going to be able to say, like, yo, I did this and put this in my portfolio, or hey, or upload this on Instagram, or whatever the case may be. I wasn't going to be able to do that if I signed with Roc, because Roc was like, Megan owns all the content. You can't be tagged. You can't, like, it was just a bunch of like guidelines. And I'm just not really with that. It's like I said, I recognize that I need these type of opportunities to propel my next opportunity, and to put me where I need to be. And I'm just not the type of person to just do a, you know, contracted work for a certain amount of time and then move on to the next company. I'm trying to really, like, I'm just trying to take this and blow up my own situation. So, like I said, man, she was cool. But I just got a little thrown off towards the end of my run with her because I recognized that, how can I say this? Like, I think I just recognized that those working pieces, it's just a lot of those pieces. And you have those pieces that are about money, and then you have those pieces that are, that really love the creative energy, and, you know, they don't care, you know? And so I was having conflict with the ones who cared about the money, and that's what it like boiled down to. And I was grateful that towards the end of my run, I experienced that with her, and it wasn't in the beginning, because everything was great, you know. Everything that they said they were gonna do, even like my boy Joe, the videographer, you know, they were pretty firm on, as far as like getting me in shows, hanging out with the crew, you know, just all like little perks or whatever. If I needed to be paid a specific amount, anything like that, like, you know, they were 100 with that. And so that situation was great. But like I said, I'm able to walk away and show small companies, show other labels, show other artists, like, hey, like, I did this for Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to let you guys know that, like, there was just a lot of working pieces to make that happen. It wasn't like me following in Megan's DMs. I think that it's important for you guys to know that. And like Gary Vee made a video recently saying, like, during quarantine, it's a dope time to like fall in DMs and pitch what you do. And I think that that's like, that's correct. But I think you also have to be strategic about what DMs you fall into and what emails you send and who you send them to. Yeah, because sometimes you're just not going to get a response. And sometimes the response has nothing to do with like your work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may not get a response because like that artist has no idea. Like, they don't really handle their merch. They don't care. They're not thinking about their merch. That is what their manager is over. And their manager is linked up with an agency who handles the merch. You know what I'm saying? So like, in order for you to get in there, you need to get in with the manager and or that agency. You know what I'm saying? So for example, like, okay, Chance the Rapper. No, I don't want to say Chance. Let's say a signed artist like, I don't know, I'm just random, DaBaby. Let's say DaBaby had a need merch. I'm pretty sure, actually, no, I can't even use DaBaby as an example because I know his situation. I'm just a random artist, just any artist, basically, if they needed merch, you would have to go through, you need to find out what agency they're partnered with. That's that, and that's who's making their merch. Like, so for Megan, Roc Nation is making her merch. Like, and I know that. So I don't even try to step on their toes. Like, that is what it is. You get what I'm saying? So you just gotta work your move. Like, for AMBJ, Columbia's not making his merch. You know what I'm saying? So I was able to slide in there and create his merch for him. So, you know, it's different situations, and you just got to, like I said, be aware of like what you're willing to do. And sometimes I understand you may not figure that out until you actually do something. But like I said, for me, it was like recognizing like I need these opportunities to enhance my own situation. I plan on taking a big position here soon. And you know, a lot of people would lock in this position for life. For me, I'm making it a 2-year plan. And I know within those 2 years, like, I know working for this agency for 2 years is going to put me, like, it's going to blow everything up. I know for a fact it is. So, it's the type of company that caters to people like me. You get what I'm saying? So, like, yo, if they want people who have something else going on, and that's what they liked about me. So, I just wanted to give y'all, just paint that picture for you so you can see that, like, it's a lot of working pieces. There's a lot of, like, shady-ish going on, but there's also a lot of pros to it. And it's also easier to get in than you think. I had a homie hit me up that made some merch for Lil Baby. And I was like, bro, if you need some help getting that to him, or at least get it to where he can see it or his peoples can see it, like, I can help you with that. That's easy. So once I realized that part, like, you know, that some of these artists do not even control certain things. Like, they don't control their music video content or merch or makeup. Like, certain things, they get a phone call one day and it's handled. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, because, like, these artists are companies, you get what I'm saying? So just like McDonald's, it's like, we don't see the CEO of McDonald's. When we go to McDonald's, we just see employees, like, they work in pieces. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to paint that picture for you guys. I think it's super important, for people to know. And I want to be transparent. I don't want people thinking that, you know, Megan's one phone call away, or, you know, like, I made all this crazy money working with these artists. And, you know, it was definitely great experience. And, you know, I've been paid, I've been blessed in certain areas, but I've also been shitted on in certain areas,
you know,
too.
So interested in doing some of the same things. So yeah, man, that's all I got for you guys today. We'll be back at it next week with another episode. So see y'all then. I'm out. Peace.